When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1208, A Four-Legged Friend's Take on What Truly Matters by Aylin Massicotte of freetopursue.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, including holidays. And I'll do you a favor, keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right into today's post as we optimize your life. A Four-Legged Friend's Take on What Truly Matters by Aylin Massicotte of freetopursue.com. In September 2011, I rediscovered the many benefits one derives from having a dog as a companion. That's when we adopted Belle, a lovely 3.5-year-old greyhound and former racer we were fortunate enough to adopt from a greyhound rescue operation located in our city. Initially, Belle was to be my companion because Mr. F2P was to start working away from home for weeks on end, leaving me alone in a very empty house. That said, we quickly realized that she would be much more to us than a security blanket for me while he was away. She's become a full-fledged member of the F2P family, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Belle is a great companion in many respects, but her actions and behaviors also serve as daily reminders of what's important in life. And regardless of how advanced a species we think we are, we often either forget what matters most or take it for granted when we lead our busy, often preoccupied lives. Daily doggy reminders of what truly matters in life. Number one, trust. Unless a dog has been badly abused, it takes very little time for one to trust a new family. Within days, a dog trusts that you will take care of it and return home at the end of the day. If you doubt it, just think about patiently holding it for hours, trusting that someone will eventually let you go. People tend to use language and action to establish expectations, building trust over long periods of time. We can all stand to gain by reducing the time it takes to trust another person. What wonderful doors this might open for us all. Number two, gratitude. I dare you to tell me a story of a regular dog that doesn't wag its tail at the slightest hint of something good, even if it happens multiple times a day, like getting fed or getting water. How often do we crack a smile and feel grateful for the most basic of things we experience in our everyday? Yeah, not so much. Number three, contentment. Ever see a dog after a meal, while being petted by its owner, chewing on a bone? Their threshold for contentment is extremely low, making them happy most of the time. It can make us wonder whether we really understand that less is more when it comes to happiness. Number four, simplicity. A dog doesn't see complexity. Curiosity? Yes. Complexity? No. Nothing has to be fancy. Anything fancy we do for a dog is more about us than it is about a furry friend. A dog likes to know four things. When's kibble time? Where's the water? When can I go out? And when do we go for a walk? Anything else is, well, unnecessary. If we look around at what we have and look at what we want, how much of it is really necessary? Sometimes I look at what we have and use, and I can't help but think it's pretty ridiculous. Number five, joy. Can you find me a dog that doesn't experience joy on a daily basis? Just about anything triggers it. Finding a branch to play with, meeting a new or old friend, eating, drinking, greeting you at the door, getting petted or groomed, playing, walking, running, chewing on a bone, nesting. It's all so good. Belle reminds me daily that something as simple as, say, having a cup of coffee is an event in and of itself, and I should enjoy it. Number six, play. A dog wants to move. A dog wants to have fun. A walk is an adventure that brings old or new sights, sounds, and smells. Playing fetch is addictive, so much so that some dogs play fetch solo. And playing with a squeaky toy, need I say more? We also want to move, to have fun, to play, but we feel we need to seek permission for some strange reason. We worry about looking goofy and weird. It's time to play a little more fetch, or catch, or frisbee, or tag, with or sans pooch. In fact, any one of our bipedal friends will do. Number 7, connection. If a dog that isn't on guard duty thinks you might maybe possibly want to be part of the pack, they welcome you in, no questions asked. Once a small connection is established, a quick gentle sniff will do, is usually enduring. And that goes for two-legged and four-legged friends. In fact, most dogs seek out these connections actively no matter how many people or dogs they encounter in their day. In comparison, most of us fail miserably in that department. If anything, our dogs help us or even force us to make these connections by the mere fact that they get us out for walks that inevitably lead us to meet other dog owners or dog lovers. And we're usually better for it, both mentally and physically. Number 8, affection. What dog doesn't regularly give and seek affection, be it with owners, friends, or new acquaintances? They don't seek permission. They just initiate, and 9 times out of 10, we accept. They don't worry about social barriers as much as we do. They put themselves out there. They're not afraid of being vulnerable. They're simply not self-conscious. Most of us need more affection in our lives, yet we hold back from asking or giving that pat on the back, that hug, that kiss, that shoulder rub, or foot massage. So come on, everyone, let's hug it out. Number 9, loyalty. A dog will stand by its pack for life, even when it's hard to leave it for another one. To see a dog that has reunited with a previous owner is amazing to witness. It's as if no time has passed, as if all loneliness and sadness of the past was forgotten in an instant. They never forget who's been there for them. They move on because they have to, not by choice, yet they don't hold a grudge. These days, loyalty is a rarity. Our relationships are more transitory than permanent fixtures in our lives. We dismiss the expectations and rewards of community and are quick to move on, usually based on external as opposed to internal motivations. And number 10, routine. A dog doesn't need to learn how to tell time because its body knows what's expected by quickly learning the routine and being in tune with both its body rhythm and the rhythm of the household. A happy dog knows when to expect its meals, naps, bathroom breaks, walks, and the pack's comings and goings. Though they don't mind novelty, dogs embrace routine and have no difficulty letting you know when you're going off script, a fact everyone comes to know when they've missed food or walk time. Routine prevents us from forgetting to take care of the essential. It ensures we make time to eat, sleep, exercise, relax, and play. Our body craves routine, but to our detriment, we quickly displace this need based on external pressures. At least our four-legged friends can help remind us of what keeps us well. These reminders are so powerful and appreciated, we've even doubled down and started fostering. So far, we've had the pleasure of caring for 3 other grays or greyhound mixes, Malibu, Kate, and now Breeze. You just listened to the post titled, A Four-Legged Friend's Take on What Truly Matters by Aileen Massicott of freetopursue.com. I know there are many animal lovers listening right now. I could relate. I've lived with dogs for over 10 years now, which I never thought would happen because I was always a cat guy. Some of these apply to cats too. But it's been interesting. I've learned a lot about dogs and these reminders definitely felt accurate. I'll leave it there for today. Hope you're having a great day and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.